Today's daf is daf ches. So we got the last two lines of Zayin and Beis. The Gemara quotes from Bryce as follows. Still talking about birchas chasanim and sheva brachos. So the Gemara says, Tanir Rabbanim mevarachin birchas chasanim biasara kol shiva. You need a minute to recite sheva brachos all 7 days after a person gets married. There's 7 days, as we know, of sheva brachos, and you need a minute in order to say the sheva brachos. So Amar of Yehuda, who sheba parm chadashos, so long as parm chadashos come, so long as someone new who had not been there at the chasna, or at a previous Shav Brachos, they have to be present in order to enhance, increase the Simcha, to allow for saying Shav Brachos. Now, Gemara asks the question, my Mivarach, what exactly are the Shav Brachos? So the Gemara just lists them off as follows. They should all sound very familiar to us. The first one is Shakol Bar L'Chvodo. The next one is Yotzer Adam. The third one is Asher Yotzer Asher Adam Mitzalmo B'Tzelem Demus Tavniso Vishkalanu Mimenu Binyan Ad. De'ad, bracha ta'ashem, yotzer ha'adam. The fourth bracha is, sos tasis v'shagel ha'akara, b'kibos v'nele socha b'simcha bracha ta'ashem v'sameach tzion b'vanel. The fifth shav brachos is, sameach t'samach rim v'ahuvim, k'sameach ha'yitzircha v'gan eden mikedem, baruch ha'ashem v'sameach chasen v'kala. And the sixth one is, baruch ha'ashem v'kin v'achalam, asher baruch sasam v'simcha chasen v'kala, gila rina ditza v'chedva, abba v'achva sham v'reyes, Meheira Hashem Elokeinu Yishma Be'are Yehuda Uvechutos Yerushalayim Kol Sasim Kol Simcha Kol Chasim Kol Kala Kol Metalos Chasanim Mechupasan Nar Mishte Yiginasim Baruch Ata Hashem Mesameach Chasim Mekala. That's six, and the seventh one is the Brach of Hagafen, which is in the beginning. So those are the Shav Brachos, which should all sound very familiar. There's a lot to say here in Rashi. It goes through the different Nuschos, why different languages are being used. Just to share just a few of them, there's a long Rashi we're going to skip, but why some start with Baruch Ata Hashem, others don't start with Baruch. Talks about the connection of when there's a bracha smuch lechaverta, some of those halachas. But if you just take a look, just interesting Rashi's towards the bottom half of the narrow lines, Rashi's behiskin lo, mimenu, just to appreciate some of the pashup shah of the bracha, hiskin lo, mimenu, migufo, mitalosav, that chava, the kala, was created from he himself, mimenu, from his bones, from Adam's bones. Binyan adiad, says Rashi, binyan noheg lidoros, this is a establishment, a building, a relationship that lasts forever. The chava kari le binyan, she's called the building, we saw this the other day as well. Al shem vaivan as the tella that he built her, Akash Baruch Hu built her from Adam's ribs. And then it says, Reim ha'huvim, says Rashi, achasan v'akala, shein reim ha'huvim zedza, that they are friends who love each other. And then a few lines down in Rashi, mesamech chasan v'kala, u'bachorna, yet the last bracha we say, mesamech chasan im ha'kala, what's the difference of v'kala versus im ha'kala? Lefi, interesting Rashi here, says, Lefisha simchas bracha harishon, the first bracha we give them, lo besimchas chasana an omrim. It's not to say that they're getting married. That's not the first bracha we're giving them. Sherei tfilhi, it's a tfila, shemes palim, umevarchin, shu smechem vatzlacha koimem. It sounds like we're giving them individual brachas, a personal bracha that you should be happy in your life, and you should be happy in your life individually. We're not saying to be with each other, just adding your own personal growth, there should be simcha. Dimashme ish bi isho, im implies together. The first bracha is about them individually. It's important for a person to be healthy individually, happy individually. Ela baruch Hashem mesamech es hasheyam, liolam besipuk mezoros v'choltav. They each should have what they need. And by the time we get to the last bracha, u'brachrona, says Rashi, shevachu misameach, shemeshabeach, lekadosh baruch hu, shebaruch chasunas, dipuk ish b'isho, are they simcha v'chedva. And the last bracha is taking a kadosh baruch hu, praising a kadosh baruch hu, to allow for this type of simcha, this happiness of a husband and wife to come together. That's the end, misameach chasun im hakala. Fine. So those are the sheva brachos. Now the Gemara says, back inside, Levi, ikle lebei, Rebbe, behilule, the Rebbe Shimon, bre. Levi was once going to the chasana of Rabbi Shimon, and Baruch Chamesh, they made only 5 of the brachas. Again, we're not counting Hagafen as one of them. And Rav Asi ikle the Bei Rav Ashi, Behilule, Demar Brei, Baruch Shis, he went to visit the house of Rav Ashi, there was a wedding for his son, and they said 6 brachas. So which bracha was missing? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says 2 wide lines down, Baruch Chamesh, Shakol, Vasher Yatzar, Vesos Tasis, Sameach Tesamach, Asher Bara, and Baruch Shis is Yotzer Adam Hosev. He added Yotzer Adam, which is not said at the first Chasana. So what's the Machlok is whether they say Yotzer Adam or not. So the Gemara says, Lema Bahokim Mifli. Let's suggest they're arguing about the following. Demar Savar, Chada Yitzira Havi, Umar Savar, Shte Yitzir Havi. Because we say Yotzer Adam, we also say Asher Yotzer Es Adam. We say Yotzer twice. So the one who said it only one time felt that there's only one creation. And the one who said both brachas, Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer Es Adam, implies that there were 2 different creations. What are the 2 creations we're speaking of? So if you look at Rashi, 2 wide lines down, the end of that second line, Chad Yitzir Hava, there's one creation. Kiman Damar Be'irvin, Vayivin is a Tela Pirtuf, he made an image. Shemitchilas Briyaso Nivra Shnei Partufim, Zachal Mefanav Vinekeva Me'achor. Initially, because Baruch Hu created man, women, as one unit, as one body with two faces, one facing forward, one facing back. So they were both created in one creation. And the one who felt Shtei Yetziros, says Rashi, Kiman Damar Zanav Haya, Umimenu Nivras Ha'ish of Arekan Shtei Yetziros. The one said, no, Adam had a tail, and from the tail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then formed the Chava. So there are two different Yetziros. So that's the Machlokas. But what appears in the Gemara in Erevin, was there one Yetzira, or were there two Yetziros? So the Gemara says, lo, not true. Everyone agrees there's only one Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created Adam and Chava with two different faces. One body, two faces. And one felt we go based on the initial thought, and one says you go based on the action. What does it mean, machshava versus ma'isa? So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda pointed out, Rami Ksiv, one pasuk says, Vayivra Elokim Esa Adam Betzalmo, he made Adam in his image, the image of Hashem. Uksiv Zachar Nekeva Barm, he created man and woman separately. Haketar, Bitchila Allah B'machshava Livaros Shaim. Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thought was to create two individuals. Ulvasof, in the end, the Ma'isa and the Ve'echa, he only created them one as a unit, and then he separated them afterwards. So that's the machlokas, whether you said both Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer, because that's the thought what had happened, but then he possibly go based on the Ma'isa of only one creation, so you only said five of the Shev Rechels, not six of them. Okay. Pretty deep conversation. So Gwar then says, Ravashi ikle the Bay Rav Kana, Yomakama Baruch Kula. He was visiting the house of Rav Kana. There's a chasna taking place, and day one they said all the Shevet Brachos. Mikan Ve'elach, after that point, Iika Panam Chadashos, if they're Zocha to have a new guest, so then they would say Baruch Kula, they would say all the Shevet Brachos as well. Vilo, if there weren't, Afushe Simcha Ba'amahu, Mevarach She Simcha Ba'amahu, there's only just some additional happiness, but it's not in a great excitement. So therefore, if there were no Panam Chadashos, they would only say She Simcha Ba'amahu, and Asher Bara Mishiva, Asher Bara. Only the Simcha Ba'amahu is within the benching, in the Zimun, and then Asher Bara at the end. And Mishiva Viat Shloshim, from the seventh day until 30 days from the Chasana, Bain Amar Lahu Machmas Hilula, Bain Lo Amar Lahu Machmas Hilula. If someone comes to they have a Suda, and they're saying we're having another Suda to celebrate our marriage, then they would say Mivarach Shesimcha B'Mono in the benching. We don't pass this way, but that's what you would do back then, at least, according to his opinion. Between day 7 and day 30, if you had a continued celebration of the Chasana, you would say Shesimcha B'Mono in the Zimun. Mikan Ve'elach, after the 30th day, if you're having a, 3-month anniversary to celebrate your marriage, so you would say Simcha B'mono as well within 12 months. Vilo, if it was just Stam Masuda Lo, you wouldn't say Simcha B'mono. And if you're going to be celebrating the rest of your life, your marriage, 20 years in, that's a fantastic thing. How far are we willing to allow you to say Simcha B'mono? How far does this go? Ad Emas. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papi, Mishmei Derava, Ad Treisa Yarchei Shasa. For a full year, you have a full year to say it. If it's a celebration of the marriage, you could say She Simcha B'mono. Any celebration thereafter, one would not say She Simcha B'mono. Umei Karamei Emas. And when's the earliest one could start saying She Simcha B'mono? So Amar Rav Papa, Michi Rami Sare Basintu. When you throw somehow the hops or the barley into the beer of some sort. If you look at Rashi to explain two opinions here, what it means, or the earliest you could stay it, says Rashi four lines up from the bottom, Michi Rami Sari Basintu, Yesh Shorin Sorim Barivas Maim, they're those who soak barley in water, Lahatil Sheikha Latzarach Chuppah, to make beer for the Chuppah. Those preparations, although they take place prior to the Chuppah, that actually warrants saying She Simcha B'Mo'ono. That's one shot. And then Rashi quotes Yesh Omrim L'Shem HaChasen V'Kala Zorin Seorin Be'atitz. They would plant barley seeds in the celebration of the Chasen and Kala. It's a symbolic of Loma Peruvu V'Tamachu Kisorim Halalo. Just like the barley grows, so too they should be zochel to have many children, a large family. That was the symbolism of the Sorim. So whatever that took place, that's the earliest one can say She'a Simcha B'Ma'ona. Gemara now says back inside, Aini, is that really true? He was involved in the wedding of his son. Ubarach Mishas Erisin. Right from the Erisin, he was saying the bracha. And the Erisin was 12 months prior to the marriage. You could say She Simcha B'mono. So Gemara says, Shaini Rapapa Dave Tarachle. Rapapa was different because he actually prepared way in advance. So when we said the barley, That was the beginning stages of the Hachana, of the Nisun. If you plan a year in ahead and start making food preparations, the beer preparations, you plant the barley, let's say, that actually would also warrant saying Shesimcha B'mono, but Rav Papa was very unique in that. Only he prepared that early. That was not a typical case of preparation. So Gemara now says, around 8 lines up from the bottom here, Ravina, Yasek Le Lebre, Beirav, Chaviva, he was involved in the wedding of his son, and Ubarach Mishas Erisim. They also recited Shesimcha B'mono as early as the Erisim. So Amar Kimle B'Gevayu D'Lahajibu. I know that they're not going to retract. Meaning it's worth celebrating at an Erisim. Sometimes there's a concern that there is an Erisim and they may not follow through with the marriage. The marriage may not happen until a full year later. But that's, I guess, part of the hesitation of saying Shesimcha B'mono B'Shas Erisim. But Ravina was so convinced that the Lahajibu, it's such a perfect Shidduch, and they're not going to retract. Loestai Milsa, turned out it didn't work out to what he assumed, and Hajibu actually did retract, and the marriage didn't take place. The Gemara seems to be saying that don't say the Shia Simcha B'mono as early as Erisin. You never know until the fat lady sings, until they walk down the chuppah, nothing is final. The Gemara then says, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Ikle the Bavel, he was visiting Bavel, and Baruch Shis Arichta, he said 6 long brachas. Although we have a different nusach, ours, some of the Shabbat brachas are quite short. Shekol Baruch Lechvodo, Yotzer Adam, he had some 6 long brachas, but less Hilchasa Kavasa, we don't paskin like him regarding that. So Gemara then says, Rav Chaviva, Ikle Lebe Mehula. He was once visiting, he was at a brismila, Mehula. Mahul means to be Mahul, to have a brismila. So he's visiting a brismila, and Baruch Sheasimcha B'mono, and they said a Sheasimcha B'mono at the brismila. For less Hilchas HaKavasa, we don't pass in this way. Mishim Detride De Islay Tzara Liyunuka, because a child is undergoing pain, and he's the focus of the Simcha, so it's not a full Simcha, because there's Yetzara Liyunuka, so there is no Baruch of Sheasimcha B'mono. The post can point out the Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Meiri, I believe, they talk about, is there going to be a Shechayanu at a Bris Milah? That's not discussed in the Gemara anywhere. The Rambam says that there is a Shechayanu at the Bris Milah, and that's how the Sfardim passing, that's how the Gra passing, that's how the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is that way. But Ashkenazim and Chutzlarts passing that there is no Shechayanu at a Bris Milah. So the reason why there's no Shechayanu at a Bris Milah is because Tzali Yanuka. Just like we can't say Shechayanu B'maono because there's no full Simcha, we can't say Shechayanu either for that matter. So others say no, the Shechayanu is not about Simcha. Although Shechayanu B'maono is talking about Simcha, Shechayanu is not about Simcha. It's about reaching a milestone, a new Zaman, a new time in life, but not about Simcha per se. And therefore, even though there is Tzali Yanuka, it still would be appropriate to recite a Shechayanu. So Gemara now says, last 4 lines of the page here. Amr of Nachman, Amr Av, Chasanim min haminyan. You count the Chasan as part of the 10 you need for the Shabbat Brachos. Ve'en ha'aveilim min haminyan. And aveilim do not count as part of the minyan. We have to figure out what we're talking about. They're comparing Chasanim and aveilim. So Meisivei, Chasanim ve'aveilim min haminyan. We have a braisa that clearly states that the aveilim are part of the minyan. So Masnisin Karamis Aled Rav, you bring a brice against Rav, Rav Tanahu Apolog, Rav's a Tana, he's able to argue on a brice. So say, Inechanami, you brought a brice against him, but Rav thinks otherwise, he himself is a Tana. There's an interesting tosis here in the bottom. He talks about Reb Yochanan, whether Reb Yochanan was a Tana or whether he was an Amora. So if you look at Tosas, jump down Tosas 4 lines, he says the first word is the Palig. Umidilo kam Reb Yochanan Tana Upalig. From the fact we don't say Reb Yochanan was a Tana, and he could argue, Yesh lo chich, we could prove from here, the Reb Yochanan Amora haya. Di have a Tana, had he been a Tana, have a Mishana kid, Mishana the Rabbi. We would have answered the same thing. We're about to ask the question of Reb Yochanan. We don't answer Tana Upalig. Mas Reb Yochanan was not a Tana, he was an Amora. But then toes at the end, right, Miu, last 4 lines, Miu ika nami Reb Yochanan shahaya Tana. There was actually Reb Yochanan who also served as a Tana, the Tana Bishili, the end of Maseches Nazir, Vakama Shir Tvisa Perish Reb Yochanan, and so on. So Reb Yochanan, the 2 Reb Yochanans that we find in Shas. One Reb Yochanan, the main Reb Yochanan, is actually an Amora, but there was another Reb Yochanan who was actually a Tana. So either way, the Gemara says, this machlokas, whether or not the Avelim are part of the Minyan. Says the Gemara, last 2 lines, now Itmar. Amr Reb Yitzchak, Amr Reb Yochanan, Chasanim min haminyan, Vein Avelim min haminyan. That's Reb Yochanan Shita. Meisivei Chasanim va'Avelim min haminyan. They're both part of the Minyan. And that is where the Gemara could have said Reb Yochanan Tanahu Apollo, but the Gemara does not say that. So the Gemara answers, Kitan Yahi Bebirkas HaMazon. When we say the Gabi that Halacha, the Avelim are part of the Minyan, that's regarding Birkas HaMazon. Says Rashi, the Birkas HaMazon, the Hitzari Flashloshu Lezamin Alav, Shrehu Chai B'chol Mitzvahs, that he's also Chai in the Mitzvahs when he's in Avel, so he can be part of the 3, part of the Zimun. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say Reb Yochanan held like Rav, who's a Tana. He himself can't argue in a Tana, but if we find a Tana he holds like, he could hold like that Tana Rav. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't answer that, but either way, the way the Gemara does answer is that he's part of the Minin Lagabe Zimun, but Lagabe is something else, which we haven't defined yet. There's another mitzvah where the Avel is not part of the Minin. So Gemara says, Ki kam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about that the Avil is not part of the minyan. He was talking about Bishura. That after the Avil returns from the Kever, we make the line, they walk through, we say, Mok Minachem, that Shura, we need 10 people, and the minyan, the Avil is not part of that minyan. So Gemara says, that's interesting, because if you're now contrasting an Avil part of the minyan, not part of the minyan rather, and a chassan is part of the minyan, so we're not talking about a shura. What shura is the shaykh to talk about a chassan? That's not the same case here. That lahadam Rabbi Yitzchak, am Rabbi Yochanan, mevarchin birchas chassanim biasara, v'chassanim mina minyan, u'birchas aveilim biasara, vein aveilim mina minyan, bircha bracha b'shura mi'ika. Is there a bracha on the shura for a chassan? Certainly not. Apparently, we're talking about the same case here. We're saying that same case, a chassan is part of the minyan, the avil is not part of the minyan. If we're saying that case is a shura, there's a shura by an avil, but there is no shura by a chassan. So what case are we actually talking about? Ella, ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan b'rechav. We're talking about the rechava, the street. What took place in the street? So if you look at Rashi, four lines from the top here, b'rechava kishimivarin es ha'avil suda. The suda is havra. The first meal, suda rishona mishal achem. There's a din brought down in the Gemara Morikatan that the first meal, when the avil returns from the base of kvaros, that the meal must come from other people. There's a certain chesed involved in the neighbors or friend or family helping give that suda savra. So that suda savra, that meal, that minyan seems to apply, you need a minyan there, the avil is not part of the minyan. So the Gemara says, then Ella Hadam Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan again Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Beasara Kol Shiva VeChasanim Min Aminim UBirchas Aveilim Beasara VeChol Shiva Vein Aveilim Min Aminim. So that's talking Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva Meika. So is there going to be a Birchas Rechava the whole week? In other words, there seems to be that Birchas Rechava, just like they have by an Avel, have the meals. The Sheva Brachos is the idea that the family or friends provide Sheva Brachos for everybody else. So now we're saying there's going to be a Birchas Rechava, 7 days of a meal for the Sheva Brachos. The Gemara says, yeah. Hey, me, Ika, Mishkachazab and Panim Chadashos. When the Panim Chadashos, when new guests come, there would be a what's called a Birchas Rechava, a meal of friends or family providing for the Chasen and Kala. So that's the case we're talking about. That Sheva Brachos, the Chasen and Kala are part of the minyan. That Birchas Rechava, which is the Sudas Havra for the Avel is not part of the minyan. And the Gemara says now, Kiha de Rav Chia Bar Abba. So now we're going to go into a long Agadah now to try to prove this point here. So Gemara says now as follows, Kiha de Rav Chia Bar Abba. So like the incident that took place with him, that Makri Baneh de Reish Lakish, the Rebbe who taught Psukim to Reish Lakish's children, Hava, he was that's who Rav Chia Bar Abba was. And others say, Amri Le Masne Brei de Reish Lakish Hava, he was teaching them Mishnah Isles. Shachav Le Yenuka. So one of Rav Chia Bar Abba's children died. And Yom Kama, the first day, Lo Azul Lagabe, Reish Lakish didn't go visit his children's Rebbe. And Lamacha, the next day, Dabri Lihuda, Bar Nachmani, Miturgame, we have them together oftentimes in Shas, that Reish Lakish had this Miturgame, the spokesman for him. So the two of them went, he accompanied Reish Lakish to go visit the Menachem Avel to Rav Chia Bar Abba, who was the Rebbe. So Amr Leh, so Reish Lakish says to the Miturgame, Kum Eima Milsa Kol Kaba Yanuka, go say something regarding this terrible tragedy. So Pasuk of Amar, so the Maturgman said, Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw, Vayinatz Mikas Banav Uvnosav, and became so angry, the children, and the children of this person. So Dor She'avos Menatzim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, a generation whose parents, whose fathers, anger Kadosh Baruch Hu, Koes Abnem Abnosem, he becomes angry at the children of the offender, Umesim K'shem K'tanim, and the children die when they're young. So in essence, he was trying to say that it must be your fault, the fact that your son died. So Ikdami Bachar Hava, some say that the son who died was a young man. So the first opinion was it was a child. Here says it was more of an adolescence of some sort. No, what he was saying, the Maturgman said a different pasuk. Al Kain al Bachar of all the young men, Lo Yisamech Hashem should not be happy, Ves Yisama Ves Amanos of Lo Yirachim, Kodesh Baruch Hu have no mercy on the orphans and the Amanos, Ki Chula Chenef, because they all give flattery, O Meira V'choped over Nivala, they talk in a terrible way, B'chol Zos Lo Yishav Apo V'od Yado Netuya, Kodesh Baruch Hu will not hold back his anger and return his hand, his outstretched arm. So that was the pasuk he invoked, because it was a Bachar who died. The Mai V'od Yado Netuya, that means his hand is still outstretched. Everybody knows why Kala goes to the Chuppah, why they go to the Yichud Room. Anyone who speaks about that, says something inappropriate. Even if he's got a decree to live for 70 years, which was a nice long life back then, if he speaks about such a thing, he'll lose that 70 years of life and die at a much younger age. So the Gemara, so that's what he had said. He said this pasuk about that people's children die because of a punishment for the parents. So the Gemara then says, Asa La Nachamune, he's coming to comfort Rabbi Chiya. He's causing him pain. He's saying it's his fault that his children died. This is what he was saying to him. This is not your fault, but when you're such a chashiv person, when you're a tzaddik ador, so sometimes you have to take the punishments of the generation, that's who you represent, and therefore not because of you, because you are the tzaddik ador, you're the gadol ador, therefore your children were punished because of that, the great chashivus that you have. So Amar Lei, Reish Lakish says that to Meturgamam, Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Shivcha Shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say something about the great praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pasach Vamar HaKel HaGadol Barov Galo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his greatness, Adir V'chazak Barov Naraos and his greatness and his abilities, his wonders, Mechai Meisim B'Ma'amaro, he could say something and bring life to the world, Osa Gadolos Ad Eini Cheker, there's no limit to his abilities, V'Niflos Ad Eini Mitzpar, and his wonders have no bounds, Baruch HaTa Hashem Mechai Meisim. So that was the bracha he had mentioned. So Amar Lei Reish Lakish says, now say something else. It was like a jukebox. He says, Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Avel. Now say something about an Avel. So Pasach Vamar, he said, Achein HaMiyugam Mudukam, our brethren who are troubled and they're downtrodden, but Avel Hazet Tinu Levavchem Lachra Zos, the Avel should pay attention, should examine himself. Zos Yamedis La'ad, this should last forever. Nasiv Hu Mishesh Yamim Me'abresh, this is the way the life has been since the creation of the world. Rabim Shasu Rabim Yishu, many drank, many will drink. Just like the drinking of earlier, so to the drinking of now. He who's the master, the leader of all nechama, he should provide nechama to the avel. Baruch menachem avelim. So Amar Abai says, Rabim Shasu Lema, Rabim Shasu, that one should say many drink. Rabim Yishu lo Lema, but he should not say many will drink. So Mishri Shom Lema, he should say the drink of the early generation, and Mishachar Lo Lema, he shouldn't say that the later generations will drink. In other words, why is he giving a klala that more people will go through Avelis? Maybe in the past it happened, but don't give a klala that there should be drinking of the death in the future. So Damar Reish Lakish, the Chayin Tana Mishrei Derbi Yosi, Yolam Al Yiftach Adam Pivlas Satan. You shouldn't open the mouth to the Satan. Don't say something a klala that may happen because of something you said. So Amar of Yosef, my krab, what's a pasuk that proves this? Kistom hainu la amora, daminu, because like stone, it was compared to amora. What does that mean? So my ahadale, what exactly was being said here? Shimu dvar Hashem kitsine sdom, the Kadosh Baruch Hu paid attention to what was going on. So somehow, I don't know exactly how that's a reference to it. If you look at Rashi for a second, Rashi writes here that, is there any Rashi here? One second. There's a Rashi here. Somehow this indicates that what happened to stone took place to Amora because he had mentioned something. The fact that he included it, that was a Yiftach Adam Pivlasatam. A person should Al Yiftach Adam Pivlasatam. So Amar Lei, he says further, Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Menachme Avim. Say something to be Menachme Avim. So Pasach Vamar Achenu Gomle Chasadim Bnei Gomle Chasadim, he who gives great chesed, Machzikim Bivriso Shel Avram Avinu, who holds on to the bris we had with the Avram Avinu, Shenemar Ki Yidativ L'man Asher Yitzav Es Banov, Achenu Bal HaGmul Yisham Lachem Gmulchem, he who pays reward should pay reward to the Avel as well, give him a Nechama, Baruch Atah Mishalim HaGmul. So Amar Lei, Kum, now say something else. Eima Milsa Keneged Kol Yisrael. Say something regarding all of Am Yisrael. Pasach Vamar, he said, Ribon HaOlamim, Pidei v'atzim malid Hoshea Amcha Yisrael, save a Klai Yisrael min ha-dever, min ha-cherev, min ha-biza, from the fighting, from wars, from disease, u'min ha-shidafon, min ha-yirak, and all types of things that affect the agriculture, u'mikol, min ha-pronios, some structures of Vals Leom, any types of pains and troubles that come to the world. Terem nikrev ata tana, before you call it, baruch ata otzer ha-magefa, please stop the terrible magefa. So Amar Ula said, Amila, others say, Masnisa tana, was taught in the Braisa, Sarakosas Tiknu Chacham Beis Avel. There were 10 cups that they had established in the house of the Avel. And Rashi explains to Larbos Labashtia, they drink a lot. Drinking sometimes away, a person could drink away his feelings. Not always the healthiest, but there's some value to it if it's done in the proper way. But there were 10 cups of wine they would drink to help console them. So Shlosha Kod Machila, three drinks would take place before eating. Kedei Liftach has been, may have that apparently would to get them to eat a little bit. And then Shlosha Besoch Achila, three during the meal itself. Kedei Lishos Achila Shubimeav, in order to help allow to digest the food. Arba Lacha Achila, four afterwards. Echad Keneged Hazan, one for the benching. Echad Keneged Birchas Aretz, the next bracha. Echad Keneged Bnei Yishalayim, Echad Keneged Hatov Meitiv, the four brachas of the benching each have a separate coat. It's kind of like Pesach, if you will. Hosif Olem Arba. They add another four. Echa Keneged Chazani Ha'ir. One to represent the different leaders of the community. Echa Keneged Parnas Ha'ir, those who support the community. Echa Keneged Beis HaMikdash. Echa Keneged Rabbi Gamliel, who is the Nasi. And Eschila Yushosim Meshachim began to drink and they got very drunk. Yechzira Davar Liyoshe went back to the old of only 10 as opposed to 14. Okay. So Gemara says, "My Rabbi Gamliel, why in the world does he get the cup connected him?" So the Tani, the Baraita says, "Barishona ha'isa hotzas ha'meis kasha lekrova of Yosem imiyusasa." Sometimes the taking out of the mace itself was more difficult for the family to see that the body to being taken out. The death was one thing, but to see that the body, the limb body, that was very difficult for the family to see. Adshu manichin osabim v'borchin, until they would kind of leave him and just not even bury him. It was too hard for them to figure out how to bury their own relative. So Adshu barim gamliel v'nag kalas spatmo, he took upon himself to be treated in such a light way. If you'll see a klipishan, and he took it out as a klipishan, so that no one should be able to see him. It shouldn't be any fancy garments. V'nagu kolam achav lehotzi beklipishan, and that's how they covered everybody up in such a way where you wouldn't have to see the body anymore. So Amar Papa, the Haina nowadays, Nog Alma, Afil Bitrada, Barzuza. Now everyone uses just a very simple cloth in order to cover up the body. So that was a very, very long winded brisa. Why do we bring the brisa again? We're trying to prove which point? Yeah, I think that about Pan Chadashos, but he said everything. I don't know why we brought this in the end of the day, to be honest.
The
Rabbi Gamliel, the cup for the Birchas Aveilim, that was a raya?
That was the reason to honor Rabbi Gamliel for helping out with the dead.
No, I'm saying, why do we bring this whole long agat here, Rabbi Yish Lakish? That was supposed to prove the point, I think, that of the Birchas Rechava for Parm Chadashos. That's what I thought. Let me look back quickly to get where the answer was, and then we'll stop with that. So we're trying to prove here that whenever the Parm Chadashos, this is referring to Parm Chadashos for the mourner, for the Birchas Rechava of the mourner, that warrants the Suda again, based on this. So I guess because Reish Lakish came the second day, and that was the Parm Chadashos, that indicated there's a need for some type of bracha, Birchas Rechava as well, for the Aveilim. Okay, we'll quickly recap now, I guess, what we did quickly. We went through the Shav Brachos, went through the bracha of one Yitzira, two Yitziros, with the one creation, two creations, Machshavos, two Yitziros, Lemaisa, there's only one creation. We spoke about the Shav Brachos only if the Parm Chadashos, if the no Shav Brachos, only Shesimcha B'Ma'ono, and the Asher Bara. And we spoke about the saying Shesimcha B'Ma'ono, day 7 to day 30, from 30 to the full year. We don't pass that way. And then for Bris Mila, we do not have Shesimcha B'Ma'ono, counting a chasim part of the minyan, an avel, not part of the minyan, legabe halachas of benching, legabe halachas of brechas of chava, and then the long agata to finish off the daf. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
What's this last piece about kosher?